Hi, this is Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. And today I would like to share with you how much the Blessed Mother, our beautiful Mother Mary, cares about you and the struggles, the trials, the heartbreaks that you've been going through. Do you know Mary as a real mother? For me, that has been very difficult. I mean, I grew up a Protestant. It took me a long time in my Catholic years. I became a Catholic as a young adult, and it was several years before I could even pray the rosary meaningfully and feel like she was my mother, listening to me and caring about me. Even years after that, coming to the more recent times, I have found it especially difficult, once again, to see Mary as a caring mother. I went through a very difficult illness in the fall of 2020, and during that time, it felt like she was not a very caring mother. Like she, I prayed, I asked for her help, I asked her to pray for me, nothing changed, nothing improved. That was just evidence to me that she didn't care. Or maybe it was because there was something wrong with me. And it wasn't that at all. When I pictured Mary, as I was hoping, as I was reaching out to her, I pictured her, you know, just like, what's the first thing that comes to your mind when you picture Mary? Just imagine Mary. What's the first thing that comes to mind? For me, she was near me, but her back was turned towards me. And I thought, that can't possibly, my head said, that can't be Mary. My heart was saying, please don't let that be Mary. Well, you see, my friend, there's a very real problem that all of us have to one extent or another. It's the problem of projecting onto Mary the kinds of experiences we've had with our birth mothers. We have the same problem projecting onto God the Father what human fathers and mothers have been like for us. No human parent has been perfect. So it's hard to imagine God the Father as the doting daddy who loves us perfectly and unconditionally all the time, and is always there for us, rooting for us. It's hard to picture God the Father the way we need him to be. That's why I wrote this book. Let me just share briefly this with you. I wrote this book, 30 Days to the Father's Heart. It's spiritual exercises, a self-help, self-guided book, or we'll say that I, as the author, am guiding you through some series of spiritual exercises that will clear away the differences between your human father and mother and God the Father. It will also help with your relationship with the Blessed Mother as a side benefit, because Mary represents for us, she wants to reveal to us what God the Father is really like. Mary shows us what God's feminine side is like. Mary shows us the nurturing side of God, the compassionate side of God, the motherly traits that we need from God Almighty. So in my situation of feeling like her back was turned towards me, I began to look at what saints said about Mary. And let me share with you something that really changed me. St. John Damascene said that in speaking and praying to Mary, he said, "Thy pure and immaculate heart is always turned towards thy beloved, and is applied only to contemplate Him, to desire Him, to seek Him, and to aspire after Him. So when I read that, I realized that when I was desperately praying for help in my horrible physical condition and praying for comfort, Mary was very close to me, but Jesus was also very, very close to me. So close that she was facing Him because her eyes are always on Him. She is always turned towards Him. And in facing Him, her back was towards me because that's how close they were to me. She was right there. He was right there. She hasn't turned away from me. She was just turned towards Jesus, who was turned towards me. So I would like to lead you through a meditation where you can connect yourself to Mary and the graces. Remember, she was full of grace. She wants to share grace with you. Sit with Mary as the angel Gabriel surprises her, appearing to her and speaking to her in a little room, in a little house in Nazareth. Connect yourself to this scene. Are you worried about something because it has taken you by surprise? What do you think God is telling you to do about it? Look at Mary. She told the angel, "Let it be done to me according to God's will." Ask Mary for the grace to hear God's will. Know that it's God's will, and trust in God's will, even if it doesn't make sense yet. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Sit with Mary as she hears the news that Joseph wants to divorce her because she is pregnant. She doesn't try to straighten out his thinking. She doesn't plead with him. She turns to God and places the situation into His hands. Do you have someone in your life who has wrong ideas about you? Repent of the times when you tried too hard to change their minds about you. Then place those people and those situations into God's hands. Ask Mary for the grace to relax, trusting that God will take care of it in His perfect way and His perfect time. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Sit with Mary on the donkey as she and Joseph head for Bethlehem. Her pregnancy has reached full term, and she is extremely uncomfortable. They finally arrive in the busy city and cannot find a place to stay, let alone a private place to give birth to Jesus. How is she handling it? She is praying, trusting God that the timing of the birth will be perfect, trusting also that God will provide the place for it. What is extremely uncomfortable in your life? What worries you because things are not falling properly into place? Ask Mary for the grace of trusting in God's providence. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Sit with Mary as she hears the news from her beloved Joseph that they must protect the baby and hurry away, not to home, but to another country, where they have no family and no friends, and the language and customs are different. Joseph has no job waiting for him there, and they don't know where they will live. They are going totally into the unknown. Mary doesn't argue. She doesn't hesitate. She freely follows Joseph, once again placing all of her trust in God. What insecurities and uncertainties are you worrying about? Ask Mary for the grace of correct discernment about God's directions and for the grace of fully trusting God as you step forward into the unknown. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Sit with Mary as she pauses to rest while she and Joseph are searching for their missing 12-year-old son. All of the usual motherly thoughts flood her as she talks to Joseph about where they might look for him next. As anxious as she feels, she prays and once again places her trust in God. Joseph prays with her, and then they get up and head for the temple where they will find Jesus. Who or what is missing from your life, causing you grief? What are you responsible for that has slipped away from you? Ask Mary for the grace to find what God wants you to find. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Sit with Mary as she watches her grown-up son teach beautiful, holy truths to crowds of people, and some of them are heckling him. She wants all of them to know who Jesus really is and to embrace what he teaches. She prays for them to truly be able to hear what he speaks, but they seem so close-minded. They even show hatred towards Jesus. To whom have you tried to share the truth of God's kingdom, but they have hated you for it? Who has rejected you because of your faith? Whose eternal souls are you worried about? Ask Mary to share with them the grace of being able to recognize the truth as something they want to embrace. And ask Mary for the grace of the infilling of the Holy Spirit to give you the right words to speak to them when they are ready to hear it. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Sit with Mary at the foot of the cross as the tortured body of Jesus bleeds out. Her motherly heart is pierced with the deepest of sorrows as she watches him suffer so horrendously. A friend tries to comfort her and move her away from the terrible scene, but she refuses to leave his side. Her love for him and her knowledge of how much he loves you and everyone throughout the world is an integral participation in his messianic mission. Nothing will pull her away from that. Ask Mary for the grace of seeing God turn all of your sufferings into resurrections with redemptive significance for others. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Sit with Mary as the Holy Spirit descends with power unto all of the disciples who have been waiting prayerfully in the upper room after the ascension of Jesus. Mary, who was already full of the Holy Spirit, rejoices greatly as she witnesses the new body of Christ come alive in the disciples. Ask Mary for the grace of being filled to overflowing with the Holy Spirit. Ask Mary for the grace to say yes to wherever Jesus leads you in your new life with the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.